so difficult to spell English vocabulary.
So we find vocabulary the most difficult.
Yes.
How do you try to overcome that challenge?
I find my secondary school English teacher to learn some skill to spell English. For example, some I don't know what the English means. Pinyin.
Pinyin. The IPA, the phonetic alphabet,
something like that.
Okay, to help you spell English.
Yes.
Okay, so was the teacher a local person or a net teacher?
Local person.
Local person. So you started using the IPA to help you with the vocabulary since secondary school.
Mm.
Is that junior secondary school or senior?
Senior form.
Senior form. Do you notice a difference in your English learning before and after you use the IPA?
It's because before I learned this way, I think English vocabulary is nice monster. I'm so difficult to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned this way and I can face on the vocabulary spelling bravely. Yes.
How exactly did you use the phonetic alphabet to help you? What was the procedure? Can you describe it?
No, I can't. I just write.
Oh, it's okay. Do you still use the IPA to help you with your vocabulary nowadays?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I see. So if there's nothing else for the first question, you may answer a second.
No, I can't answer your second question.
Why?
You
don't read in your spare time?
I'm rarely reading in English.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't have to be novels or very serious books. It could be English subtitles or websites in English or YouTube videos, comment sections, stuff like that. Just any kind of reading experience in English. Or even the reading experience for your coursework, that also counts.
Maybe looking the English recipe in the website. Something recipe of the cooking book.
Oh,
yes.
I see. Since when have you been visiting those websites?
In some spare town, space town. I will search the recipe in the website and sometimes I will search some the English version cooking book. So I will read the recipe in English.
Oh, I see. The recipes in Chinese are not as good, so you have to look for the ones in English?
No, some dishes may not have a Chinese recipe.
Oh. What dishes, for instance?
I don't know how to say it in English.
Oh, say it in Chinese then. I see. Neither do I know how to say that in English. Well, then, did someone recommend those websites to you, or did you discover them by yourself?
No, I just searched in the Google or Yahoo, so I don't know the website name.
Oh, You don't even know what the dishes are called, but you found them.
Yes. Risotto.
Risotto.
Something like Italy rice.
Oh.
Yes.
I see. Cool.